This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, some of the oil flowing through markets comes from what's called the Permian Basin in West Texas. It's the second largest oil field in the world. The typical household income in that area is consistently among the highest in the U.S. The median is $70,000, but not everyone is invited to this banquet. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to this huge oil patch with questions about income inequality.
I met Torrance Neal at a DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Midland. He cleans rooms here, but it's not his only gig.
This is my part-time job. My night job is more my full-time job because I'm the operation manager for a cleaning company.
He says business is ticking right along right now. Oil prices are high. People can afford to hire him. And the hotels are full of oil workers. It's great to have work, he says, but it's not like he and his friends are living high on the hog.
Some people still struggling. They might give them 50 cents raise, but it really don't help, especially with the housing going up.
Neal lives in a two-bedroom apartment on the south side of Midland. It's subsidized accommodation, and he qualifies because he makes less than $32,000 a year. His uncle earns much less at a fast food joint down the road.
He makes $9 an hour, so he has to get another job.
$9 an hour is a far cry from what people staying in this hotel are pulling down. Entry-level salaries on some oil rigs start at $120,000, and that's nothing compared to some of the oil executives. Myra McKinley's a realtor in Midland. She deals with these high rollers a lot in her line of work.
They have so much money that they fly private to wherever it is that they want to go.
And she understands the way the high earners see it.
If I want to go have a nice golf weekend, then I'm going to go run off to Escondido. Or if I want to have some great meals, maybe I'll just go ahead and fly over to Las Vegas. Guess what? We make enough money right now that we can do that, so why not?
There's a Salvation Army shelter just two blocks south of that hotel where Torrance Neal cleans rooms. Barry Lee, a 56-year-old on fixed income, had just eaten lunch here. He says if you need help in Midland, you can get it.
Oh, yeah, lots of places. Salvation Army, Baptist Christ, Presbyterian churches, all the churches and stuff.
Kat Hernandez is the lead social worker here at the Salvation Army. She's got a less optimistic take.
Midland has only one homeless shelter, which is us.
She says the Salvation Army can house some 20 people here every night. At last count, there were 264 homeless people in Midland. Before I left, Barry Lee told me to drive a few miles down the road just to get a better sense of things.
You'll see a tent community. I mean, tons of them.
But when I drove to the spot, right behind a Burger King just a few miles away, all the tents were gone. City law enforcement had told the campers they had to move on. In a town that benefits from high oil prices and suffers from higher housing costs, just more folks looking for somewhere to lay their heads. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.